Welcome to Gal Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we talk about queer women in movies, inclusively defined.
Woohoo!
And today, long awaited, for me maybe, we are talking about the hit film Love Lies Bleeding, which is a new film. I think it's still in theaters, but I think you rented it, right? So you can get it online now.
Yeah, actually, I think I straight up purchased it.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not 100% certain on that. I'll have to check my receipt. But yeah, if you live in a rural area, you can get it on YouTube.
Sweet. Yeah, I saw it in the theater. But in case you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, which is totally fair, this is a 2024 film starring none other than my fave, Kristen Stewart, and Katie O'Brien, and Jenna Malone.
I was so glad
to see her.
So thrilled. I'm a big Jenna Malone fan.
Me too. And Dave Franco, who was the worst, and who was also the worst. Their characters, I mean. And it was directed by Rose Glass. And also written by her, co-written by her, I think. And nice. she, I looked her up a little bit. She's a British director, and she looks pretty young. Like, I think she's only done a couple films.
Yeah, she's my age, which I was like,
whoa, that's
shocked.
Oh my gosh.
Which I think is still quite young for like Hollywood, or maybe younger. Like young for a director, I should say. I mean, like if you're an actor, you're already ancient. It's over for you. But yeah,
Kristen Stewart.
Oh, actually, she was born a year after me.
Oh wow,
so she's a little bit younger, but still, yeah. And she did this film called Saint Maud, which I haven't seen, but from what I've heard, it's kind of similar to this in the sense of like intense feelings.
Yeah, there's some intense feelings in this. There's some just intensity in general.
Oh my god, so much intensity.
So, well, let's see. I will read a sentence from Wikipedia.
Yes.
That is a synopsis.
Classic.
In 1989, its plot follows the relationship between a reclusive gym manager who is part of a crime family and an ambitious bodybuilder. That's one way to describe it.
That's period.
Yep.
Yeah. I definitely read that, and I was like, I just have a feeling based on this, and like, well, I guess not based on that, based on the trailer, that this is going to be a little bit more than just like a love story between these star-crossed people.
Oh,
and
for
it definitely
sure.
is.
Yeah.
It's really like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's nasty. Like a lot of this is like in a gross way, not in a mean way, but in a, it made me want to barf way.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah. Well, so I'm really like squeamish about any violence or gore. And I had heard that there were a couple scenes in this that were like super gory. And I was so afraid to go see it. But my friend Elena, shout out Elena, she
shout
had
out.
Already seen it. And she agreed to go with me again, and she told me when not to look, which was really helpful.
We all need a friend like that.
Yeah. I mean, I could still hear what was going on, but at least I didn't have to see.
Oh my god, no, that was like even worse. There's a lot of squelching sounds
a lot of squelching
in this film.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't have to look, but I already want to barf.
Yeah, exactly. It helps to not have the visual too, though, I would say.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know what is happening, but it's gross.
Yeah, but I don't want to know. It's easier to be like, when you're just hearing it, to be like, this is just a sound. I'm like isolated.
They're stepping in mud.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
No body parts happening here.
No, there's no bodies. What?
Gross.
Yeah. So the movie opens. I love the opening of the movie.
Me
where
too.
It's like it starts in the gym where Lou, which is Kristen Stewart's character, she manages the gym. It's very, this whole thing is so 80s. Like it leans into the 80s so hard,
So
like
hard.
intentionally. And yeah, she's like in the gym. There's all these posters that's like no pain, no gain. Like, well, it's
Sweat is like I don't know, weakness leaving the body or
Like
something like
pain is
that, or
weakness leaving the body.
pain is weakness.
And there's all these like beefy guys working out. It's like sweaty, it's gross. It's
Yeah, there's
Utah, I
tons of,
believe.
what'd you say?
I think it's Utah that takes place in
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh yeah, New Mexico. So,
And
deserty.
yeah, and there's a lot. I was surprised in the beginning because there's lots of shots of male bodies, like close up on like male chests, like male body hair, things like that, in the physique. And there are like shots of women too, but it's mostly like groups of women on, bicycles, like stationary bikes. And more like group activities and not sexualized, whereas the men are super sexualized right from the beginning.
That's, I hadn't really thought about it that way, but I kind of like it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I was like, I don't really want to touch that hairy chest, but I'm pleased to see it.
Well, honestly, it reminded me of the Rocky movies where like, well, I've only ever seen Rocky 4, I think, but
Yes.
it's like the most homoerotic thing in the world. They're just like
Dude.
so wet. They're so wet and glistening
So
the entire
wet.
time.
That's a Christmas movie franchise in our house. We watch it every Christmas. Well, Aaron watches mostly like all the Rockies and Apollo and Creed movies, whatever. Creed movies. I just watch up until like 1 through 4 of Rocky, and yeah, it's seriously homoerotic.
So, similar vibes at the beginning of this movie.
The 80s were just really homoerotic.
For sure. Definitely. So Lou is in there. Kristen Stewart, like she always looks hot in my opinion. She has a mullet.
Even with like, it's not even like a good mullet though.
No,
But she
but it looks good
somehow
on
pulls it
her.
off.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
it would look bad on anyone else.
Like she's so greasy all the time. That mullet is like so greasy all the time.
It really is.
But it works.
It works. Oh my God, talk about greasy hair. Ugh, there's some greasy hair in this movie. But anyway, we'll get to it.
Yes.
So, this woman named Jackie, who is a bodybuilder, is on her way to, I believe, Los Angeles or somewhere in California to compete in a bodybuilding.
Vegas.
Vegas. Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, she's going to Vegas and she like stops over in this town and you see her having sex with JJ, who is Lou's sister's husband, and he's played by Dave Franco, and he's
Naughty boy.
disgusting. Disgusting
He's so
in
gross.
every way. He's a terrible person. And so Jenna Malone plays Lou's sister,
Beth.
Beth. And I really like the relationship between Lou and Beth. Like, even though
Yes.
it's well, every relationship in this movie is pretty fucked up, but like I don't know. It's like Lou really loves Beth, but Beth is like so brainwashed by JJ
Yeah, for
that she
sure.
just like I don't know, she like acts like she hates Lou. But
Yeah,
anyway.
absolutely. I was at first when we're first introduced to Beth, she has like her arm in a sling. She has a black eye. She's smoking in her kitchen and like her kids are running around like crazy. They're like, she and JJ have like 2 to 3 kids. I couldn't even count them all because they're like running around. And she's clearly like super overwhelmed. And at first I was like, oh, did she get into an accident or is she being abused?
The
And
latter.
it's the
Spoiler
latter. It's
alert.
the latter. And she's just because she was like, how's my makeup and whatever, and JJ is just being a useless schmuck on the couch.
Not only useless, but like actively unhelpful and mean.
Yeah, exactly. So it seems like Lou takes care of the kids because JJ's useless. She brings them to and from school occasionally, maybe more than that. Yeah, and seems like Beth's just really underwater and but is, like you said, super brainwashed. She definitely is, I don't know, she worships the ground JJ walks on.
It's so sad to watch.
And basically Lou's just like, I mean, she I don't think she really knows what to do because Beth won't leave JJ. Lou has tried to have her go to the police several times. She won't report him, she won't do anything, she won't divorce him. And I think for Beth, she's really like, this is what I signed up for. If this happens and then it happens, it's what marriage is like. And it's no, that's not correct.
No.
And Lou's really trying to get her to see that.
And she doesn't really have much help because I think their mom left when they were kids. She didn't die, right? She left. And their dad.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something that is like actually explained. But yeah, the storyline that Lou knows of is that she left 12 years ago. And as viewers, we don't really know if it's true or not. She does accuse someone, we'll get to that point later, if she was killed, and we don't know.
And that brings us to Lou's dad,
Lou Senior.
the tied for most disgusting man in the movie. He has, I'm sure if you've seen the trailer, you know his wig. Holy shit, it's
Epic.
epically bad.
It's so
I think
good.
I saw an interview with Kristen Stewart about this movie. I think she said that it was Ed Harris's idea. Like, he got that wig and then just like showed up in it. And she was like, whoa. But then she thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great example of kind of who he is as a man. Like he's like clearly balding, so he's going to grow out whatever hair is on his head, except for his face. I guess he doesn't have facial hair, but yeah, just kind of like grimy. I don't know how to explain it.
He runs a gun range, and he and JJ works there, and he is a hitman, pretty much, I think.
Yeah, and he smuggles guns into
Oh yeah,
Mexico.
right. I forgot about
So
that.
I think there's like multi levels of like crime
A lot of
that
crime.
is happening. A lot of crime. He also breeds bugs, like beetles. I
Go
was
ahead.
really interested in that, and it gave me vibes of oh my God, Jodie Foster.
Oh, Silence of
Hannibal,
the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs, because the killer in that collects butterflies and like breeds
Oh,
them.
I've never seen that movie because I'm scared of it, but it is Chris's
Fair.
movie, like a bug.
Yeah, so it gave me vibes of that, and like he has these like really strange beetles that he breeds, and I think he just kind of has them as pets, except when he's mad once and then he eats one, which was also very disgusting.
But that's the thing, like, I mean, not to get too overarching at the beginning, but I feel like this movie is like a snowball. Like, it starts, things are like weird, but you know, like not that weird. And then they just get weirder. And in the end, it's like the strangest thing you've ever seen. But
Yes.
we'll get to that later.
But yeah, in so many different ways, in so many different like pieces, it all snowballs into something that like yeah, we'll get to it fully, but there are some like magical realism elements in this that I'm like I don't really know what to think. And in a good way. It was really entertaining. So
Go ahead.
Jackie ends up working for Lou Senior. She basically, it comes out later that she has sex with JJ to get this job, because she's, a transient person. She needs work, and she's doing what she needs to do to get work. But I thought it was really interesting. So the first time she meets Lou Senior, he says, "Do you like guns?" And she says, "No, not really." And he says, "Then what the fuck are you doing here?" And she said, "Anyone can feel powerful behind a piece of metal. I prefer to know my own strength."
I loved that.
Yes.
I was like, you tell him.
And I just thought it was really interesting. He kind of like has respect for that. But he's also kind of eyeing her up like, what is up with you? What is it about you that I should be worried about, maybe? Yeah, it's really interesting.
And then I believe this is chronological order. She goes to the gym where Lou works, and it's like late or closing or something. And then, they fall in love pretty fast, as lesbians like to do. Lou gives her steroids.
Yeah,
Steroids.
like a lot.
Well, and more and more as time goes on, because it makes Jackie feel like more and more powerful. She's gaining more and more muscle. And there's like these interludes in the movie where like Jackie is like hulking out, like literally, like her muscles are
Yes.
hulking out.
So that's the only word I could think of when
Yeah,
in my
same.
notes. I just kept writing hulking, and I was like, I don't mean this in like a I'm not trying to like masculinize her at all. That's
No.
not what I meant.
It's just like the rapid
Yeah,
hopping
progression of
out.
muscles. Yeah, and veins too, like just getting like super veiny and like seeing the blood like kind of flood through the veins and the muscles popping. Yeah, so that's
I
what I mean
found
by
that
hulking.
hilarious. For some
Me
reason, it is
too.
just so funny to me to watch that.
It's like, uh-oh, here she goes,
Here she
what's
goes.
going on? Like they're zooming in on a muscle. It's like, shit's about to go down.
So Jackie ends up moving in with Lou, kind of temporarily, I guess. The plan is that Lou is going to go with Jackie to Las Vegas, and I don't know if I was surprised, but I was like glad to see that there was like some tenderness between them, and it wasn't just like very like purely sexual, purely like body oriented and like action movie oriented. Like the relationship also had tenderness, which I really liked seeing.
Yeah, absolutely, because this movie is very body focused, specifically Katie O'Brien's body. She doesn't wear a lot in this film, through her like show bikinis or just what she's regularly wearing. And I feel like it could have easily been about just like pure like carnal desire, but it wasn't. Yeah, it is really sweet. Like they talk about family pretty quickly, because Lou finds out that Jackie's working for her dad, and she's like, oh fuck man, he's such a bad guy, don't do this. And he's like, Jackie's like, what do you want from me? Like, I gotta work,
It's
which
true.
is fair.
Also, going into this, I had heard a few places that like there was an incredibly hot sex scene, like the most sexy thing anyone's ever seen on film. And so I was like, what is this gonna be like? And honestly, like, yeah, it was a hot sex scene, but it was like very anticlimactic for me, because I think my expectations were so high because everyone kept saying, oh my God, there's this one scene. And I was like, oh, that's it.
I heard that too, and I wasn't shocked by anything that I saw.
No.
I did like that they showed them having sex several times, and it wasn't like gratuitous.
No. And it was like, they were both like switches. So like they were
Yeah.
both doing stuff to each other. And I liked that too. It's not just like top and bottom.
Yeah, and I felt like it was usually within like a montage-ish, like very short like clips within a segment. So I thought that was it was I thought it was really well done.
Me too. I feel like it's kind of a cool thing when you can make a sex scene really erotic, but also like not overly gratuitous. Not to sound prudish, but I don't know, it's like a cool balance to strike.
Yeah, it is because I think there's so many ways in which, yeah, there is like lesbians are sexualized for men's gratification. In that, like, it's just, penetrative sex or like, or maybe not even, but just like seeing the
Scissoring.
sexual act,
Yeah.
scissoring, yeah. Or like seeing the sexual acts where it's
Right.
like the buildup is also really nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, I put montage. Looks in the gym, sex, more steroids, eggs.
Oh,
No, I put egg yolks on cigarettes and trash, and protein shake body shots. So that's like, I feel like, yeah, five. And maybe add like violence. And that's the whole movie.
It's a poem. That's just po that's poetry right there.
A new Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Oh God.
I'm here for it.
There's another subplot where there's this girl Daisy
Oh my
who
God.
is obsessed with Lou. Like you get the impression that they like slept together maybe once or twice, but Daisy's like in love with Lou, but Lou just finds her annoying and is like trying to
Yeah.
get away from her, but isn't really being assertive or forthright. She just is kind of like trying to sneak away from her attention. And the big sort of like conflict, like climax part that sort of sets off another chain of motion is that Beth gets beaten up so badly by JJ that she's in the hospital. Her face is like mangled. It's hard to see.
It's
And
like fully like one side of her face is like fully like ballooned.
And Jackie sees this. She sees how upset Lou is, and she goes to Beth and JJ's house. JJ comes home and she murders him with her bare hands. This is the
And a
part I
coffee
didn't watch.
table.
Okay. I didn't watch
Oh, you
that
didn't see that part.
part. Okay.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some coffee table action. It's
Okay.
disgusting.
Oh my God. Well, I'm really glad I didn't see it.
Ooh. His jaw dislocates from his body
I did
fully.
catch a glimpse of that afterwards, like when they were trying to get his body into the car or something.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's
Oh
the
my
part where
God.
I was like, oh, and I need
Yeah.
to like look away.
I know. Elena's like, oh, sorry, I forgot about this part. And I was like, ah. Oh God. Yeah. So then there's a whole other layer of like mess that needs to be cleaned up.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Literally and figuratively. And there's this canyon somewhere outside of town where Lou knows that her dad has like dumped bodies and so that like no one ever finds them.
Yeah.
And it's like really deep, I guess. So she like hatches this plan to take JJ's body in his car and like light it on fire and push it into the canyon. And then the smoke would come and people would see it. And then the cops would go out there, assume that JJ had just crashed into the canyon, and then find her the other bodies that her dad had dumped there.
Yeah.
Because she wants her dad to like have justice or something, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene earlier in the film too where an FBI agent
Yeah,
comes to
that's
her and
right.
gives him her card or gives her his card. And so I think not only does she just want to rid her life of her dad, but it's kind of like a twofer. She's like, and he'll be put in prison
Right.
for sure because the FBI is looking for him.
Yeah. And there's also flashbacks where it seems like she was involved in some of that when she was younger,
Yeah.
probably coerced into it.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
she pulled the trigger several times. And
Yeah.
I did like how that was stylized. They're all red, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah. And the music was interesting too. It was like unsettling, but without being like horror level.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. I really liked it.
Yeah. So anyway, Daisy sees, does she see Lou driving, or she sees Jackie driving Lou's truck and Lou driving JJ's car. And Lou just makes up a story of like, oh, I'm just using this for something. I forget what she said.
Such a bad liar.
Such
Like
a bad liar.
the worst. Like
Yeah.
she's basically just like, "Oh yeah, I just need to borrow this car." And then Daisy's like, "Wait, isn't that your car?" And then
Right behind
sees
you.
Jackie driving it, and it's like, "Don't, are you fucking stupid?"
Yeah.
Like for someone
And
who was like in a crime syndicate
right,
as a
exactly.
child, you'd think she'd be a better liar.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And also, Daisy is super jealous of Jackie.
Oh
Maybe
yeah.
that goes without saying.
Mega.
So then Daisy sort of like low-key blackmails Lou to be like, oh, I could tell the cops that I saw you driving JJ's car or whatever. And Lou is like, please don't do that. And she kind of is like, okay, we can like, sleep together if you don't say it. She doesn't say that in so many words, but they go
Yeah.
back to her house, Lou's house. And I forget what happens, but Lou has to leave, and then Jackie comes and also kills Daisy. Oh
Let
no,
me
Lou doesn't
see.
leave. Lou doesn't leave. Jackie shows up and she's like kind of out of her mind. So there's this like,
She's been doing roids, which I didn't
yeah.
know. I don't know if this is like factually accurate or not, but she's like fully hallucinating at this point because
Yeah.
she's starting to take too many, which I don't know if that's a real thing.
Apparently it's not. So, side note, I have been going to physical therapy because my shoulder is really fucked up, and my physical therapist is dating a female bodybuilder. And we were talking
Nice.
about this movie, and he was like, yeah, that thing about steroids, that's not true. Like, you
I
don't
didn't think
need,
so.
yeah, but it works for the movie.
It did. And that's
Yeah.
like the magical realism part that I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't know what to think
Oh
about
yeah,
this,
there's a lot of stuff that's not real in this movie.
but
But
very true.
I also feel like maybe because Lou, I mean, because Jackie like murdered somebody, I feel like that also contributes to her sort of losing her mind. So it's like the combination of the two.
Yeah.
She comes to Lou's house and like has a gun and she shoots Daisy.
Yeah. And she does this because she's been, I guess she goes to Vegas
Oh, that's
and
right. She
she,
got, she went to Vegas.
but yeah, but the reason why she does this is because she's basically been told by Lou Senior to do it because she went to Vegas, was all roided out for the event competition, and then assaulted one of the contestants,
Yeah.
like beat her up. So Jackie tried to call Lou Jr. and Lou didn't, or no, it wasn't that Lou didn't pick up, Daisy picked up
Oh, that's
and
right.
was
And she
like,
said, Lou doesn't want to see you anymore. Like, Lou hates you. Don't call him anymore, type of thing.
So she didn't know who else to call, so she calls Lou Senior, the only other person she knows who is
Yeah.
alive.
Yeah, exactly.
And he
And
bails
that's a
her
terrible
out.
decision. Yeah, he bailed
Yeah.
her
So he bails her out, but the police are on Lou Senior's case at this point.
Yeah.
They know they found all the rest of the bodies. So
Yeah.
Lou Junior's plan is working. Awesome. Except for one part where the cops say that the cars don't really catch on fire.
Right.
like they do in the movies. And I'm like,
I
they
was like,
just catch on fire all the time while
yeah,
driving.
that
So
didn't
I'm
make sense
pretty
to me
sure.
either. Yeah, I was like, there's literally flammable, like a whole tank of flammable stuff in there.
Liquid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like I'm sure that they could tell it was from like gasoline, but also how would you know it wasn't from the tank?
Right.
Anyway, I'm not
Yeah.
gonna get CSI on the shit. I'm just saying,
No.
I'm just calling bullshit.
Yeah.
I think Lou Jr. can do no wrong.
Agree. She's trying really hard to do the right thing throughout this
She
whole movie.
really
It's
is.
just really messy.
I think at one point she really is like, I'm trying, man.
Yeah, I know she. Yeah, she's like,
Like,
everybody, stop being so bad. Stop killing people around me. I have to clean up your mess.
trying so hard.
Yeah.
So Lou Senior is like, well, he calls his daughter later, Lou, and he's like, I killed your only witness, so you should be grateful. And it's
Right.
just like, but he's also trying to like set her up at the same time because now she's trying to clean up this dead body again, but now it's in her own apartment. So
Yeah.
she's like,
She
I'm
wraps it up in
fucked.
a rug and like throws it by the couch and then the cops come in.
Yeah. Oh my God, the cat. Do you remember
Oh
that?
my God, the cat. Oh no. I think
There's
I
a
blocked that out.
scene. I know. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
There's this, like, at one point, Daisy's bleeding, Daisy's body is
Yeah.
bleeding, and the cat like licks it, and it's so fucking
Oh.
disgusting. But I did like that when she decided to leave, she took her cat with her.
Yeah.
I
I mean, what kind of lesbian wouldn't?
know, what a
That's my
fool.
question. Like, there's no lesbian on earth who would leave without their cat to go somewhere if they were running away. Anyway. So then Lou Senior kidnaps Jackie, or he somehow gets his hands on Jackie again. Does she go
I
there?
forgot.
Whatever. She ends up at his house, and his house, by the way, is like this giant mansion.
Oh, yeah.
And he like kind of binds and gags her, and I think he's blackmailing Lou Jr. with like, or he says something about that he has her. But Beth is also at his house because she's like recovering there. And
Oh my God, I loved that
I loved that
scene.
scene so
It
much.
was so funny.
Yeah.
So she's like so Lou like runs into the big mansion, and I guess Lou Senior's wife, current wife Sharon,
Oh, right.
Lou goes, "Hi, Sharon." And she goes, oh, "Just ruining everything." As she's like taking the kids and leaving. And then another classic scene. Lou's talking to Beth, and Beth's like, Lou, he was my husband. How could you do that? And
I
she's like, I'm sorry, but I'm not that sorry. And then they just have
know.
a knockout, drag, knock, drag down,
Yeah.
drag,
Yeah.
draggy
Knockdown,
fight.
drag out.
Drag out
Yeah.
fight. That's like so sisterly.
It is. It's the most sistery thing I've ever seen. But then, like, Beth is still mad, but then Lou is like, I love you, sis. And then she, like, runs away to go find Jackie.
Which I do fully believe.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
Very believable.
yeah, she would
Yeah.
only like hurt her to get that information.
Right,
And then
exactly.
she's like, I had to do it. Love you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
Yeah.
Like,
And so she goes out. Jackie's like bound and gagged somewhere near the tennis court that there is
yeah.
somewhere on the property
His
and
mansion.
his mansion. So she gets Jackie. They like get out onto the tennis court. They're fighting. I forget why. Jackie pulls a gun.
Basically, Jackie's like, I can't trust you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Which is
Yeah.
weird, but she's out of her mind. So, yeah. So then Lou is like, okay, we're gonna like run away. Like, you go get the truck or something, and I'll meet you out there. And then she goes like looking for her dad. And I think she's gonna try and kill him. I'm
Yeah.
not sure. And then he like gets the upper hand, and she's like lying on the ground, and he's holding a gun to her, and he's like saying all these things to her that are mean and terrible. And then
Yeah. That was
Jackie.
a part. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say that's the part that I was talking about before, where she's like, "Did you probably killed my? You probably killed mom, didn't
Right.
you?"
Yeah, I
And
forgot.
he's like, "No, she just left."
Yeah.
But we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't know. But then my favorite part of the whole movie happens. Jackie becomes a giant woman.
Yes.
Like her hulking out peaks, and she becomes a literal giant.
Yes.
And she picks up the dad. Does she kill him, or does she just like throw him
She
somewhere?
breaks his arms.
Oh,
She
right.
just like snaps him like a twig and then leaves him lying there.
Yeah.
Which
Maybe
is
for the cops
awesome.
to find or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah.
classic stuff.
Yeah. And then she somehow becomes normal size again. And then the two of them leave in the truck. And while Jackie is sleeping,
Oh
they
God.
have Daisy's body in the trunk. And Jackie's sleeping in the car and Lou is driving. And then, like, it's moving somehow. Like, the
Yeah,
body's
the carpet is
moving.
like, it looks like
Yeah.
it's like bobbing
Yeah.
up and down,
And so
basically.
she pulls over. They're like in the middle of the desert, middle of nowhere. Lou pulls over, takes the body out, and is like dragging it into the desert while Jackie is just sleeping. And it's, that doesn't sound funny, but in the movie, it's really funny.
It's she's has this expression on her face like, I
Yeah.
cannot fucking believe this.
Yeah.
And then like just another thing I have to do. Yeah, and she like
I
and like the way in which she does it is so half-assed because she just pulls
Yeah.
over on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Granted, there's probably no one's really gonna see her,
Yeah.
but she like goes maybe 5 feet off the road and just there's no cover and just strangles her.
That's right. I forgot she strangled.
She steals a cigarette, lights up,
Yeah.
is on her way.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, subplot, not really. Lou has been trying to quit smoking this whole
Oh,
movie.
yeah. And every time she's smoking, she's listening to like a tape or something that's saying, like, it's like a quitting smoking tape that's like
Yeah.
encouraging you. And she's actively smoking while she's listening to it every single time. It's so funny. And another interview I saw with Kristen Stewart, because she also in real life is trying to quit smoking, or she had quit, but they smoked real cigarettes in the
Oh
movie.
shit.
And she was like, yeah, so that was really hard. I was like, damn, girl. Yeah. Okay. What do you think about the giant woman?
Was very happy.
Me too.
I thought it made perfect sense for where the film was. I love that they both got like huge together and started running around
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
kind of became like space people.
Yeah.
And I just
Literally
mean
space
like,
people in the stars.
yeah, they kind of became like the stars started like going onto their clothes.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was really beautiful and probably like a really nice metaphor that I'm like way too stupid to figure out.
No.
But I just need a little bit. I just need a
All of
little
that
bit.
stuff is just interpretive anyway.
This is a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. I loved it
So,
because,
yeah.
so, not to say too much about Elena and sorry, Elena, if you're listening to this, but Elena didn't like it. And we were talking afterwards about like critics and how they're kind of like divided on that point. And Elena said that it took her out of the movie. But for me, I wanted to be taken out of the movie at that point. Like I wanted it to like take this turn. And to me, it felt like comic relief, to be honest.
Yeah,
Like
it was.
I thought it was so funny. I don't know why. It just seemed so funny to me.
I don't think the next scene with Daisy's body would have had the levity it did without it.
I think that's a really good point.
Which I don't think, I mean, obviously death, we shouldn't be like, haha,
Right.
death,
Of course.
haha, murder.
Right, no.
But that's like, and not that this movie was trying to do that at all,
No.
but it just gave like a brilliant, you got to see more of like Lou's characterization of just like these fucking people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this. This is insane. You know?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. I know.
but also like a survivor. She's a survivor.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. I loved this
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah, I thought it was great. It kind of reminded me of Thelma and Louise. And I love Thelma and Louise, and that's like a little gory at times, a little hard to watch. Of course, desert vibes.
Remember Desert Hearts?
Oh
That was a
yeah,
good
I
one.
do. That's
That's
pretty
not
good.
gory, but it's
No.
intense.
Still quite good.
I was gonna say, I forgot about this, but I just remembered. I was gonna say that in regard to you saying like we're not laughing about death or murder, I feel like this movie just exists in its own universe. It's not making a commentary on society so much. It's
That's
just like
true.
being absurd and like leaning into that and like channeling all these 80s movies, and it's like pure entertainment. And so even though I hate gore and I had to not watch those parts, it didn't feel like, I don't know. It
It's
didn't
not
feel
like
like,
gratuitous. Well,
yeah,
I don't know. I was
well,
gonna
I
say
mean, there was
gratuitous
plenty of
violence, but
violence,
there's
but
a little
like,
bit.
yeah. But it didn't feel like emotional in a way that I think it would in a different movie. That makes sense. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I feel like
I
this
f
movie just has its own world, and within that world, things are not the same as in this world.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also think as a society, like, we don't have a lot of magical realism in our entertainment and in our popular culture. So I think it's hard for us to fully understand. I think we try to categorize it into these other genres, and we're like, oh yeah, it's like a crime film, but also it has a giant in it, but it's not fantasy. And it's like, it could just be what it is. Like, and we're not saying that in this, well, maybe you are, but I'm not. In this like film universe, it's not like people are giants. People can become giants. It's just like that just happened to that person, to Jackie, to Lou. And that's
And for some
how they
reason, it just
experienced
works.
life.
Yeah,
And it
exactly.
worked. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that being very heavily debated.
Yeah. I mean, because you, like you said, like we're not used to seeing that type of magical realism inserted into a film that otherwise doesn't really have much magical realism. But I think that's kind of a Western thing.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people regard it as a Western, which I wish I knew a bit more about, like, I guess like the Western prototype
Oh,
for a
I mean like
film.
Western world. Like I think other cultures
Oh.
outside of like the US and Europe, a lot of magical realism like isn't actually, I don't think they define it as like magical realism. It's just like what we would call magical realism is just like built into stories more.
Agreed. Yes, I fully yes, that I totally understand. I got a little confused there because I had read that some people were thinking of it as a kind of Western
Oh, I guess I could see that. I
film,
mean, it
like a
takes place in
Western
the
genre.
West.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, bad guys, good guys, guns, that kind of thing. Yeah, so but yeah, I agree. We in a Western viewpoint, categorize it as magical realism, but it is also just like elements that can exist in other cultures. So, yeah, I totally get what you're saying there.
Stories.
Let's see. I looked at an article from the New York Times, and I really liked this is by Manola Dargis or Dargis. And they write, in her latest vehicle, Love Lies Bleeding, a neo-noir and a violent and a winkingly nasty key. I like that.
Well, there you go.
Stuart plays Lou, short for Louise. Blah blah blah. It gives some more explanation. And then it says, if this were a 1940s noir, Lou would be fixing jalopies in a dingy garage while waiting for a dame to stroll in to change his fate. And it says, that's more or less what happens, except that it's the 80s. Lou is a woman who works in a gym where she's wasting away unclogging toilets. That was disgusting, by
Oh,
the
that was so gross. Oh my God. That was the grossest part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, ugh, just have the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
And then they continue. Then a beautiful stranger walks into the gym and changes her life, as sirens sometimes do in movies. And
Yeah.
Jackie really is that. She's like a
Yeah.
siren.
Yeah. I'm looking at the box office stats, and apparently it made 2.5 million in its first weekend with wide release, and that put it sixth in the box office for the
Nice.
weekend. So, for kind of a weird movie, I feel like
Yeah.
pretty good. But also Kristen Stewart, like, she has pretty wide appeal. Well, some people hate her, but some people like me love her, so we'll
I think
follow her
more
wherever
people
she goes.
are, yeah, I think more people are moving to the at least like bandwagon,
Yeah.
because I think they realize like she was targeted.
I
As
know.
a young person
Yeah.
who was in the media, and like everyone was looking at her relationships and judging her for everything, and while
Yeah.
she might have made some bad decisions, like
Like, who
you know,
doesn't when you're like 20 years old?
exactly.
Yeah.
There is another article, Autostraddle,
Of
Natch.
course.
By Jordain Searles. And they also wrote, in the vein of films like Thelma and Louise and the Wachowski sisters Bound, we are taken on an unforgettable, brutal journey. That's another great word,
Yeah,
brutal.
brutal.
Super brutal. Let's see, there's another line too that I really liked.
I also saw it called pulpy in one review, and I thought that was
Okay.
a good word too.
Yeah, this review also uses the phrase body horror, which I
Oh.
thought was really interesting, because even in the beginning, like those scenes of like men sweating and like close-ups of sweat and hair, it just like something about it made me feel like really uneasy.
Yeah.
But I was still like glad to see it, because I just haven't, we're not used to seeing that kind of stuff in film. So like in that way, but also it is, I don't know, it's like the horrors of the human body.
Yeah.
Also like watching not just that scene, but like the whole movie.
Right. Yeah.
It's like,
Our
ooh.
bodies
So.
can be horror. For sure.
This flesh prison. But yeah, I really like this film. It was a blast. I would watch it again. I would recommend it.
Same.
But yeah, of course, if you're squeamish,
Go with a friend who's seen
go with a
it.
friend who's seen it.
Take a page out of my book.
Or like find a review and they were like at 49
Right.
minutes and 12 seconds look
Yeah.
away.
Yeah.
And start like a timer and
Right.
just be like,
Oh, yeah.
because there is a lot of gore.
Yeah.
But it does work. It is still a very entertaining story.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm excited that we did this one. I really
Me
pushed for this
too.
one.
Yeah.
Not that I needed to push hard, but I
No.
just love Kristen Stewart. I was really looking forward to this movie coming out. I'm glad that I saw it. I would watch it again. And I would really try to remember where the gory parts
It's key, it's key.
are. Yeah, it's very key. Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Kristen Stewart, woo!
Impressive as always.
Yeah. And her, she just is doing like more and more gay, queer things on and off the screen. And I love that. I love that for her. I love it for me. I love it for all of us.
We all deserve
We all deserve it.
it. Alrighty. Well, let us know what you think. You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Or find us on Instagram at galpalswatch.
Noise. And just like Kristen Stewart, keep it hello gay.